good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I am honored with my guests this morning because we kind of go way back, man. You know, it sometimes you forget how fast time travels. But this gentleman is as close to a person who really looks at life through the vision of humanity. And, you know, a lot of times it's easy not to look at humanity and look at people and separate people by, you know, race and financial security and all the other things that really don't matter, you know, in life. In the long run, none of those things really matter. When we're here on this earth, we're here for a short period of time. Yeah. And we are gone. And you don't come into the world as a German or Jewish person or an African person or a person from India. You come into the world as a human being, right?
Yeah. No.
I've never understood why we make those things the most important issue. But my guest is Mr. Party Kalika. And let me talk a little bit about, you know, who you are and what you've gone through. The first time I ever saw you was a horrific situation that occurred. Was it in Brookfield?
Oak Creek.
Oak Creek.
There is two temples. Yeah, one in Brookfield.
Oak Creek and your father. And how many people were murdered?
Six others, so seven altogether.
Let you talk a little bit about the story.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Earl. And honestly, it's an honor to be on with you. We have known each other for a very long time. And
right.
Always been dedicated to the work that you do and bridging people together, bringing them together, and really helping, as you pointed out, you know, we are on this earth for a very short time. And over the past weekend, there's a couple of funerals in our family, and it kind of helps you reflect on just how short that time really is, and really how we are each other's brother. You know, we're our brother's keepers, we're our sister's keepers, we are our community's keepers, and we're just really doing our best to walk each other home.
Yeah.
Really. What happened 10 years ago now, seven people were murdered by an affiliated white supremacist. It was at that time the deadliest hate crime that was committed in a house of worship in nearly 50 years since four girls were killed during the impact of a bomb intended for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On that fateful day. And since then, I'm ashamed to say that society, and there's been more of these incidents that have happened in houses of worship. So what I've been doing for the past 10 years is really addressing that type of hate. Again, like as you say, bringing forward our common humanity.
You know, you were once a police officer.
Was, yeah.
You are now the director of Interfaith Conference of Greater Milwaukee. Let's talk about that. What is that?
Yeah, so the Interfaith Conference is officially it's a 52, we're going on 53 years, an organization that brings together different faith communities and builds relationships. And, you know, we've been doing it since. So, Milwaukee's history has included housing, employment, fair employment, segregation, all of what that's looked like. And our origin story really started off as faith communities and making faith communities really get out and address what is happening in the greater Milwaukee area. And today, a lot of the work that we do is build relationships. You know, we're celebrating. It was kind of ironically this week. And this weekend, we celebrated almost, we celebrated the High Holy Days, starting from Lent all the way to Easter for the Christian community. The Muslim community is obviously going through Ramadan and what they're going, and the Jewish community is going through Passover. The Sikh community is going through Vaisakhi. The Hindu community has just gone through Holi, and Buddhist, Baha'is, you know, even if you're atheist or agnostic,
right,
you still have the spring solstice. So I think this is a, you know, Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to leave with some hope, and with some, you know, the spirit of right now. What's happening is this revival, and hopefully we can understand the way that God is speaking to all of us to say what role do we have in that revival.
So you're also a therapist. You've been that for over 20 years, and you've done a whole host of different things. But what you just said is you went down the list of various religions, mm-hmm. and basically whether it's Ramadan or Easter or whatever, depending on what religion it is you are, it's worshiping mm-hmm. a power greater than yourself, right?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter, you know, whether, you know, your God is Allah or God or Jehovah or whatever it is, you're worshiping somebody greater than yourself. So you've got more in common,
sure, yeah,
right, than yeah. you do to argue over who the person is that you're worshiping. To me, makes no sense, because you know, you all know that there's something greater than yourself. So as you've been moving around, man, and talking and trying to build relationships with people who are separated, mm-hmm. not because they're human beings. They're separated because, you know, we don't all look the same. But I argue the point, we've all got two eyes, for the most part, a nose, you know, a mouth, two ears, you know and we all come into the world the same way, right?
Yeah,
through sperm and ovum,
yeah.
You know, and that's how you come into. So yeah. Doesn't that tell, to me, I don't know about others, that we've got more in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we don't. Why can't we focus on the things that are most important, the simplest of those things? And that's the fact that we're all human beings.
Yeah, now Errol, you pointed to it, right? I mean, it's I love that you use separated, and I think that somewhat of a, like, our spirit is separated.
Right.
And God's great challenge, you know, whether we call God, Allah, we call them by many different names.
Right.
Because by those many different names, we understand the greatness and how we can't encompass God into a box. You know, God is much greater than that. And one of the sacred challenges in life is not to get along with the people who look like you, walk like you, talk like you, dress like you, believe like you. But God's great challenge is, how do you treat those that don't?
Right.
And so, I mean, even if you look at a biological sort of psychological mechanisms that are happening within our brain will tell you that it's easy. We don't have to go far to like our brother or our sister that is genetically kind of like us. What meaning, like, they have the same skin complexion, or we worship in the same house of worship. But God's great spiritual challenge was, how do you bypass, you know, what other feelings you have? Maybe it's fear, maybe it's misunderstanding, maybe it's something else. How did you get past that? And I have to, you know, you have to be kind of honest to say, humanity in a way is not passing that challenge. And so therefore we find ourselves in, you know, taking on the challenges that besiege us, to say, because we haven't done that other work to build a compassionate world, then this other stuff, these injustices are happening.
You know, when that horrific time happened with your loved ones, you guys embraced what really, I think, set you apart, you and other Sikh members, is you didn't show anger. You reached out and you looked to bring people together, and so you were at the head of that. You weren't alone. Your entire temple and the people and the Sikh people. Is that basically a part of your beliefs, or was that just something individually?
It is. You know, it's deep in the belief of Sikhi that no man is good, no man is evil. We all have that different spirit between, you know, with us. And but I don't think it's alone with Sikhs. I think it's as I've been able to be embraced by the interfaith community.
Right.
And this means, you know, Christian, Muslim, Jewish,
right.
Hindu. You know, I just knew that at that time I was never alone. And I think our community knew that as well, of, you're not alone. Someone, you know, people are there. And I did feel anger, but I didn't express it. And you're right. Like, I didn't want that to be the lasting image of what happened.
You know, it was a horrible, horrible time. You know, your dad and others, to lose them through insanity. Because they found the person who did this. That person is locked up. Mm-hmm. And you guys ever, you know, because you didn't offer hate towards that person. It's easy to do that.
Yeah.
But to be strong enough to watch the horrific scene that took place and then not want to hurt that person who did that, you know, that's that's a human condition that exists, right? Because you see people being killed every day.
You know, within every person, there's always there's this spirit that lies in them, right? And we all, being men, we understand how evil we can get,
right?
And not to condone that person, but I think that we need to get better at being able to separate the person and what they did.
Yeah, that's a great thought. But to make it happen is, you know, it's what you're working on.
That's tough.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm so honored to have Mr. Party Kalika here. You can join us. We'll be right back.